this is going to be one of those, you know, Bishop occasionally mentions, you know, take it out for the for a spin things, because preparing to a sermon to preach on Sunday at our church in Tuscaloosa, and one of the parts of it was a section about faith, and so that's what I'm going to talk about is faith. If you want to turn into your Bibles on Hebrews chapter 11, particularly a great description of faith, is when you really stop and look at it. So what I want to talk about just basically is five characteristics of faith and what faith should actually look like. Because too many times I've been stuck, and I've had friends that get stuck on faith that is, what James said, is basically worthless because it has no action to it. You know, which, and if you look at our readings this week, have been out of the book of James in the New Testament for the morning readings and all. And it's, you know, according to James, there's faith always is something that's active. You know, he talks in terms of works that, you know, says to the people he's writing to, that, you know, I show you my faith by my works. That there has to be something about faith that is relevant, basically. And so in reading through this chapter and thinking about faith and what are the real characteristics of faith, and as you read verses 4 through 31, one of the things that you see there's so much there is that real faith invokes or involves bold actions. Because all these people that it talks about, it says, which I didn't count these, I should have, but it keeps, you find verse after verse that starts with, by faith Abraham, by faith Isaac, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. But it also, but every time it says by faith, it doesn't, never, it never says by faith, they just sat around and did nothing. It says by faith they did something. Each one of them had their own thing that they did. They were compelled. They didn't do these things out of their own want to. Like so many of us tend to have, we have a tendency to do. As we want something, whether it's, you know, material stuff, you know, like a better job or a better car or a better house or whatever that would look like, or whether it's something else, we tend to kind of try to jack our faith up to see a response, to get a response, to get something. Whereas if you read these things, all of these people reacted to faith to do something. They didn't, like, do faith to get something or to make these things happen. It was because of their faith that they did these things. Whatever it was in Abraham leaving and offering Isaac and so forth. So faith, one of the characteristics of faith is that it sometimes will involve what appears to be extremely bold action and commitment on our part to do something. Another, which I just mentioned, characteristic is that it's a, whatever it is that we do, it's a response to God. You know? And Abraham, again, is a perfect example. You know, Abraham was sitting at home doing nothing, hanging out, watching his wives work and somebody take care of the sheep. And God says, get up and go. And so he responded to this word of God. And he did something. And the same with, he offered up Isaac. He didn't just wake up that morning and go, I think I'll go sacrifice my son. It was an action as a result of God that he stepped out in faith to do. So in stepping out in faith, because I've had a lot of people I knew, and I got hammered with this in the 70s about faith, and I had several friends that it was all like, if you have faith, this is what you will do. And one of the big things back then is that if you have faith, you won't wear your glasses. And I'm kind of stupid, because I was like, but I can't see. Well, but God will heal you, but you have to have faith. So take the glasses off so that you demonstrate faith. And I'm thinking, well, when I drive, there better be a bunch of people demonstrating faith, you know, or else we're going to have problems. I'm going to run over somebody. You don't create faith by doing something. You do something because of faith. And so all these people, and I had several friends, that they took their glasses off and wouldn't wear them, and they belittled me, and, you know, gave me a hard time because, you know, like, again, I'm just a simple guy. Like, you know, if God wants to heal my eyes, then I figure, like, if He wants to heal my eyes right now, then I won't be able to see you with my glasses on. I think that's the way it should work. Not me not being able to see you until God is somehow coerced by my strong stand to do something. So faith is a result of God. It involves Him. It's a response to Him. It's a response to something He speaks clearly and definitively to you to do. A third is that your faith, God's faith, is applicable to anything. There's nothing that it cannot cover. You know? There's absolutely nothing. That's one of the reasons that Jesus came and lived as a man and suffered and died on the cross. And He went through all the same trials and tribulations and the issues that we go through. And said that He trusted His Father. In every aspect, He walked in faith. So our faith should cover any situation. So when we have a situation that pops up, and sometimes we have horrible, terrible situations that come up. A good friend of mine's child just died. I cannot imagine anything worse. But faith, biblical faith, is sufficient for that. It is sufficient for everything that comes into our lives. So we have to realize that when we struggle a little bit, we just have to realize that. The struggle is really us believing and trusting. It's not the issue that's happening. It is our reaction to the issue that's happening. And we just need to draw back and go, Lord, you know, help me my unbelief, as the apostles had to do. Just help me in this unbelief, this moment of weakness that I have, a moment of weakness in my faith. And four characteristics when you read this that is totally kind of somewhat contrary or hard for us, as particularly as charismatic Christians, to really get our teeth into this. But your faith has nothing to do with the outcome. You know, no matter what the outcome is. If the outcome is not what you want it to be, if the outcome is not what everyone around you is telling you it should be, that really does not affect faith. Because see, if you read this chapter at the very end of this particular chapter, verse 39 said it talks about all these different people and talks about a bunch of people in generalities. And it says, like, I could just spend forever talking about different people that walked in faith. But it says, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised. So you see, to have godly faith is not affected by whether you get what you're crying out for or whether you don't get what you're crying. Too many times that's what we think as Christians, because that's what we heard, is that if you just have faith. Well, if I'd have just had faith about my eyes being healed, I don't know, you know, That was 40 years ago. So what would I be now? Foolishly, if I was not wearing my glasses, I'd be in prison running over people. Do I believe that God can heal my eyes? Absolutely. Just like I believe that for my friend's child, that could be healed. But that doesn't, it doesn't do away, because my eyes were not, are not healed. This young man was not healed. This doesn't affect faith. It shouldn't affect our faith. We should, if it affects our faith, that's when we need to step back and go, Lord, help me here. Help my unbelief, because somehow, somewhere in this, I've lost my true belief that you're a good God. And that all things are working. Not only for my good, but that all things are working for your kingdom. And that there's nothing that can happen or will happen or ever happen or that can that you cannot instantly change from bad to good. That's the story of Joseph. And so what is the reward of faith? Because it says definitely that there's these people, that there is a reward. And said that we, because God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. And what is that? That's in chapter 12. Verse 2, saying, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. That's our reward, is Jesus. Is our eyes being fixed firmly upon Him, beholding Him, and seeing Him being able to, in miraculous ways, give a mother that's just lost her child peace. Peace that allows her to get up each morning. Continue on. Loving God, not challenging the need. The faith set before us. It is really simply, it's just Christ. Being focused on Him, it will allow us to work out our faith. But again, our faith cannot just be sitting down and doing nothing. Because God's active, alive. So we should be too as Christians. We should be motivated by His love to do whatever it is, big or small, that He asked us to do, to follow His kingdom. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.